Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Two pilgrims, treading this highway of life together, hand in hand, heart linked to heart. So said Susanna Spurgeon of her marriage to Charles Haddon Spurgeon. We often hear of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, London's great 19th century preacher. But let's spend some time with the other of these two pilgrims. Let's spend some time with Mrs. Spurgeon. They were married on January the 8th, 1856. One report has it that a few thousand people were turned away from the church in which they were married. This, of course, is the New Park Street Chapel, a very storied and famous church in Baptist history in London. That's where Spurgeon began his preaching. Actually, it's where he began his first sort of permanent role in a church. He was preaching before he got there. And it was after New Park Street Chapel that the Metropolitan Tabernacle was built for him. But they were married there in 1856, and the crowd was so full it spilled out of the church and into the streets, and eventually they just had to turn people away. This was London's most famous couple in the 1850s. Such was their fame. Well, they would go on to have twin boys. Both of them would become pastors, and they would be married for 36 years. Charles died in 1892. About a decade or so later, in 1903, Susanna died. She was born on January 15th, 1832. She was born Susanna Thompson. The Thompsons lived in the city of London. They were in the southern suburbs. And she first heard Spurgeon preach when he was only 19 years old. She was 2 years older than he, so she was 21. And when she first heard him, she wasn't very impressed by his preaching, as she told some of her friends. But of course, she was eventually won over, not just by his preaching, but by him, and they had their life together. Two things we can say about Susanna Spurgeon. One is the book fund. This is something that was associated with her. When Spurgeon published his Lectures to My Students, she thought this was a wonderful book, and she thought ministers everywhere should have access to this book. But she also knew that for many of them, especially out in the villages, they just couldn't afford books. And so she mentioned something to her husband about how sad it is that poor ministers who may desperately need a book like this may not be able to afford it. And so he mentioned to her, well, why don't you do something about it? And so she did. She began to raise money, and she formed a little committee, and they eventually shipped out books. In the first year, the book fund shipped out 3,058 books. By the time of her death in 1903, the book fund had distributed 199,315 books to ministers all over the UK and even in other places on the globe. In her will, she left a nice portion of her estate to continue the book fund. So even after her death, this vision of hers to put good books in the hands of needy ministers continued. The other thing we can say about Susanna Spurgeon is that through much of her adult life, she was in significant pain and may even be classified as an invalid for many years. She suffered severely. At one point, she needed a surgery, and she had the surgery performed, and it just did not go well. In fact, reports say it was a botched surgery. And so through much of her life, she would say she had to exchange service for suffering. Of course, we said two things about her, the book fund and her life of suffering, but really there's a third thing, and it goes back to that quote of these two pilgrims treading this highway of life together, hand in hand, heart linked to heart, and that was her unflinching devotion to her husband in support of him. So there we have it, Mrs. Spurgeon. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I see we have a little bit of bonus time this week, so I'm going to use that to share a quote with you. This from our friend back from 200 AD, Tertullian. He told us, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church."